Hello, welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
This is our 7th episode. Thanks so much for joining us.
We are going to start the episode by talking about what has been going on at North Carolina Public School.
Last week, we did lots of fun things. I'm going to tell you about my favorite, cross country.
Cross country is where you go to a place and run. For grade 3, you run 1 kilometer. For grade 4, you run 1.4 kilometers. And for grade 5, you run 2 kilometers.
Someone in our school got first place, and another person got fifth place.
After and before you run, you get to just spend time outside and play with your friends. Our teachers bought soccer balls, footballs, and even a rugby ball.
This is what we did last week. I hope we do something even more fun next week.
Here's an interview we did with Pino Buffone, Director of Education.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you are here today?
Good morning. Thank you for the question. My name is Pino Buffone, and I am the Director of Education, so I work at the school board. And my favorite part of my job is visiting a school a week. It's going to take me 4 years to get through the whole district, but every week I go to one school, and today is a lucky day, a special day for me, because I get to come to North Carolina Public School.
What do you love about what you do?
I love interacting with students. I was once a teacher, and I'm still a teacher in many ways, and I loved my career just being with kids and learning from them and learning with them. So I enjoy being in schools. I feel at home in school, so it's what I really like.
What skills does a person need to be good at to do what you do?
I would say that's a really interesting question. I would say listening skills. Cooperation, being able to work well with others is an important skill that I would say in my job is something that I need to do every day. And then listening attentively so that I'm hearing what people say and I'm not just getting my answer ready. Have you ever been in a spot where you're ready to respond while people are still talking? Trying to work on training myself to just listen first and then answer. So I would say cooperative skills, cooperation and collaboration, and then I would say listening so that I'm a better communicator.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Oh, bringing joy and gratitude to me today, one is driving out here. It's such a beautiful day, so I've got a lot of gratitude right now for a really nice fall season that we're all enjoying. And then the privilege it is for me and the pleasure that I can come and visit schools every week. So that would be the two parts of gratitude for me. And I'm really grateful for the really warm feeling I'm getting from all of you as I'm on the hot seat here for an interview I didn't know I'd be having. So thank you.
Thank you for coming here and letting us interview you.
Thank you. What a pleasure for me. Thanks very much. You are a great host. Thank you. Great work.
Now, here's a story about something interesting that's happening in the world.
World events around the world. This is what you need to be cautious about on Halloween.
You shouldn't wear something that you will trip on and you could be seriously hurt.
Don't have stuff on the ground because kids might trip.
Keep an eye on your child who has in their mouth at all times while trick-or-treating.
If you have a pet, like a dog or a cat, you should keep them in a room so they don't bite your trick-or-treaters.
If someone invites you into their house, do not go in. Same for the car. Stay at the front door only.
Hope you have fun tonight!
Well, I know I learned a lot there. Next up, hit or miss first chapter.
We are going to be reading Ghost Collector by Allison Mills. We are starting on page 1.
Shelley's grandma teaches her about ghosts, how to carry them in her hair. If you carry your ghosts in your hair, you can cut them off when you don't need them anymore. Otherwise, ghosts cling to your skin. Dig their fingers under your ribs and stay with you long, long after you want them gone. Shelley's mother doesn't like ghosts. She doesn't like grandma telling Shelley about them. It's an old argument, one they have every time. Grandma gives Shelley a lesson. "You'll scare her," she says, like Shelley isn't in the room. "You'll keep her up at night." How is she going to take care of herself if she can't take care of the dead?
Grandma asks, and Shelley's mother never has much of an answer for that. So Grandma teaches Shelley about ghosts, how to keep them, and how to get rid of them. Not just her own ghosts, but other people's too. Shelley likes to think of herself as her grandma's appreciated. Today, grandma's client is a woman clad in expensive yoga pants with her hair in a high ponytail.
Yoga pants with her hair in a high ponytail. "We burn sage," the woman says. She tours Shelley and Grandma around her haunted apartment. It's bright and airy, much bigger than the plucks Shelley and her mom and Grandma share. "To cleanse it, you know?" Grandma smiles, all bland and pointed. And Shelley stifles a laugh with her hand at the image of this yoga lady waving in her spice rack around, trying to excurse her apartment. "To cleanse it from the spirits? The demons, you know?" The woman gestures vaguely at Grandma and at her soft brown skin and warm brown eyes, at the little turtle earrings she wears every day.
"The things that we make," some people say native, but Grandma corrects them and says, "Blue stripes or Cree, it's cleansing the smoke that we banded it around the Cree. It's cleaning, stinking the smoke leak, and nothing that sparks and are here are so here. Shelley can see the ghost that haunts the lady's apartment, dancing around her feet. It's a little dog with a coon constantly wagging tail, trotting around and on tiny paws with nails that clack against the hardwood floors, and it holds echo through the hallways. It noises its way over to Shelley and Grandma like it wants to play.
We give it 4 thumbs up. We think it's
for grade 3 and up. I keep reading because it is very interesting and not too scary, because it, even though it has a kind of scary title. Back to you, host Quack.
Now, try out new challenge of the week.
Today we are going to show you how to paint a pumpkin with a 6-7 on it without carving the pumpkin.
We are going to use a 3D light green paint.
To make the 6-7 pumpkin, you are going to need a paintbrush, tempera black paint, 3D light green paint, a pumpkin, a piece of paper so that the paint does not get everywhere.
Okay, now we're going to be painting the pumpkin black. We grabbed a bigger bottle to paint it, and also I would also recommend getting like a bigger brush. That's what we got.
We have finished painting the pumpkin all black. We're going to be drawing the 6-7 with this neon green. And that's what we're going to be doing for the 6-7.
We've just finished the second coating on the pumpkin because it was a little slippery. Now we're going to paint the bottom of the pumpkin black and write the 6-7 on it.
All right, we just finished the 6-7 pumpkin you can see right now. We're gonna let this stuff dry and see how it turns out.
Quack out.
6-7!
That's all we have time for this week. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes.
Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for more updates. If you try out the challenge, you can email us at 321duckbites@gmail.com. We may see your challenge on future episodes.
Can't wait for the next episode of Duck Bites.
Quack out!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween.